not very often one borrows someone else's tefillin, or after he lent out his tefillin, a lot of times people, unlike the halacha states, they have to put it back exactly how you had it in your case. Sometimes people, when they borrow the tefillin, they put it back the way they normally put it back. Some people have the minhag and putting the shel yad on the right side and the shel rosh on the left side, and some people have the opposite. So many times you borrow someone's tefillin, they have the opposite way. You, by accident, go ahead and take the shel rosh before the shel yad. Okay, so the chart in the also yidach of ayulah to the fos beinachos, but you know you're supposed to put on the yad before the shel rosh. And over here it says in the chavrim paga b'shel rosh tchila. If you come to touch the rosh tchila, so you have the rosh in your hand already, or you even just touch the rosh before the yad, tzarech lahavir ha'alto mitzvah. You go ahead and pass over the shel, the mitzvah of the shel rosh, the aniach shel yad tchila, and then you go ahead and put on the shel yad. The achakach shel rosh, and then only afterwards you go ahead and put on the shel rosh. And then that obviously begs the question, why over here are we going to go be over the imminion of mavir and all the mitzvahs? We start by talus and tefillin by talus. So you go ahead and you touch the tefillin before the talus. Even though normally you put the talus before the tefillin, over here we say in mavir and all mitzvahs, you put, go ahead and put on the tefillin before the talus if you touch the tefillin first. Over here that is not the halacha. And the answer is, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkan Kav Gimel, Kaven Dichtiv B'Kor Beforash. Since it says Beferish in the Pasuk, the Yad told him the Yad comes first, the Mitzchilo Kshartam Uvahadalu Tatafos. Lefikach Ein Mashkichan Alavar, the Mitzvah, therefore we don't care about Mavir Al Mitzvahs over here. Mashayin Kain El Sifal, Gabi Sitzes Tfilin, Mashayin Kain My Sitzes Tfilin, we're just an Indian of Malin Bikodesh Ve'im Oridin. Over there we're going to say Mavir Al Mitzvahs is more important, but over here we have a Pasuk Beferish to tell you to put on the shel yad before the shel rosh, then we are going to go ahead and follow the what the pasuk tells us and put on the shel yad before the shel rosh, even though you're going to have to be over a mavir and al hamitzvah. That's what comes out over here. Now the Bar Halacha has in arichos over here is what happens if you didn't listen. You'd put on the shel rosh before the shel yad. You're really supposed to put on the shel yad before the shel rosh. What do you do then? Really, you're never supposed to have the shel rosh on your head without your shel yad, unless it's a case where, for whatever reason, you only have one tefillah. You only have your tefillin shel rosh, you don't have your tefillin shel yad, we'll see later on, then you can put on your tefillin shel rosh. But anytime you have both tefillin, you always only have the rosh on when you already have the yad on your hand, first by putting it on, and then we take it off. We take the shel rosh off before the shel yad. But over here, he puts on the shel rosh beforehand. What does he do then? Does he have to go ahead and take off the shel rosh? So over here, there is a discussion in the Bar Halacha. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Kitzur over here. He says, "Datka paga v'miniach shel rosh tchila tifkad kavbeit." However, if he put on the shel rosh already before the shematza shel yad shenishma b'mikomo, or the yad falls off his arm, therefore he only has the shel rosh on. Ein lahaster a shel rosh. He doesn't have to take off his shel rosh. D'maydaviyali, what had happened has already happened. V'meraniach shel yad b'mikomo. You go ahead and quickly put it on. These shel yad, this is all not like the shita of Abu Draham, quoted in the Bar Halacha, who says, take off the shel rosh, put on the shel yad, and then take it down, put on the shel rosh. It would be a shohokim on Bar Halacha, but that is the halacha, that's the maitha, what we do. You keep the shel rosh on, and quickly put on the shel yad as quickly as possible. So that is Siva. Moving on to Siv Zayin, says the Mechab over here, how do you pronounce the bracha? Especially the word lahaniach. Yavach lahaniach, with the kumets under the hay. Become up, tachas hay, v'lo v'patach v'dagesh. Now the patach and dagesh over here, you say lahaniach and not lahaniach. The reason is they mean two different things. Lahaniach is to tighten the place on. Lahaniach is to leave. When you leave someone, you are maniach him on the dach and you went on. So therefore it's lahaniach, not lahaniach, which points out over very interestingly, you see even this is the machaber over here. Svarim in the mitzvah, this part of the Edom Mizrach, most of you don't hear a difference between a kumatz and a pasach. They sound exactly like the same. But you see over here, already in the mechaber, you see obviously a kumatz and a pasach means has a totally different sound to it, and therefore you have to point out that it was a kumatz and not with a pasach. Obviously it has to be that if you probably ask someone who is very medayik in the shonos amongst the Edom Mizrach, they'll say there is a slight difference between a kumatz and a pasach. Most of us don't hear a difference between them. You see over here in the Mechaber, obviously, that there is a difference between a kumatz and a pasach, even according to Edom Mizrach. Tzibchet. Kol mitzvot mevarech aleihem over le'atzias. And now we've gotten to the brachas that I said earlier on. Simon Kafe is full with hilchos brachas. These are clearly, we're going to talk about it in terms of the film, but this is really klolim of brachos by oral birkas mitzvah. And that is, we make the bracha called mitzvot over le'atzias. You have to make the bracha over l'atzias. That means you make the bracha, then you do the mitzvah. Okay, and another we'll still see in the Mishnah Berurah, even though you're definitely supposed to do the bracha before the mitzvah, but it has to be right before the mitzvah. You don't say the bracha and then a number of seconds later do the mitzvah. That's considered over to over. Okay, not, it's supposed to be over last yasan, not over to over last yasan. It's supposed to be right away after making the bracha. Go ahead and do the mitzvah. That's what the Makaber is saying. I'm coming to the bracha and follow this yasan. Perish kodim. The avor the koshi perish and rasak the lefun of like the Gemara says in a couple different places explaining over means before. Lefikach. Tzarech levarach ala tefila shel yad achar anach ala kibros kodim kshirasan. Therefore you make the bracha on the tefillin shel yad after you place it on the kibros, after you put it onto your place onto your bicep, before you go ahead and tighten the knot. That's when you make the bracha. So you stick your tefillin on your bicep, okay, you hold the strap in your hand, you make the bracha of l'aniach tefillin, and then you go ahead and tighten it right away. Shikshiyasan, zuyasiyasan, because shikshiyasan, that is the mitzvah. And therefore you're Mekayim right ahead when you go ahead and tighten it on your shalyat. So the Mechaber, obviously the Shitasli doesn't have to tell you when to make the bracha on the shalrosh, because you don't make a bracha on the shalrosh according to the Mechaber. But the Ramah Shitasli has to tell us, so when you do it one by the shalrosh, you go ahead and make the bracha, says the Ramah. V'chein b'shalrosh, the same thing by the shalrosh. Kodim shemahadkim b'rosho, before, after you place the tefillin shalrosh on your head, but before you pull down the two straps to tighten on your head, that's when you make the bracha of al mitzvah tefillin, for those who make the bracha al mitzvah tefillin, and then you go ahead and tighten it, once again it's going to be over last yasan. That is the din over here. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sukkotan Kafei, Achar Nacha, he says, the Kodim lachain, because if you do it before you place it on your bicep, it's not proper to make the bracha yet. To have kodim to kodim, like I said before, because then it's not over last year. It's over to over. It's kodim to kodim. The tzarech with kodim a bracha, if you have the mitzvah to kol ma'adasher, so much as you can make the bracha as close to the mitzvah as possible, then you're supposed to go ahead and do this. Not only by berakas the mitzvah, also by berakas and neni. You don't make the bracha on your food well before you're ready to eat the food. When you have the apple in your hand about to take the bite, that's when you make the bracha by berakas and you take the bite. You don't do it while it's still in the refrigerator. Right? Sivkan Kav Zayin points out this also. Kodim Shimahadko. This is going on the Shalrosh. When you tighten the Shalrosh, yeah, that's the mitzvah kshira of the Tzon Shalrosh. You have to be careful, make the bracha after it's already on your head. Not like those people who make the bracha on the Shalrosh while it's still in their hands. That's not the correct thing to do. How are they kodim the kodim? Once again, it's going to be kodim the kodim. And then he points out also an important thing when you're making the bracha on the shalrosh, which some people make the mistake. He says, "Gambish has bracha shal tefillin shalrosh, yirushia mechusa rosha betazel yivach v'gila rosh." You have to make sure that your head is covered when you make the bracha. You have to have a head covering when you're making the bracha. Some people take off their kippah to put on the shalrosh. They can't make the bracha at that point. They have to make sure that their head is covered either with a towel, so they put the kippah on their head while they're making the bracha on the shalrosh, when they make the bracha of the shalrosh. The Mishnah Berurah, going back to Mishnah Berurah over here, Sukkotan Kavav, Kodim Kshirasan, he said, Ubidiyavid, Yivarech Afilu Acher Kach Bidiyavid. This is another cloud in the Ohl's Bracha. We make the Bracha before you do the mitzvah. But any mitzvah that is a continuation with it, okay, you're continuing to do the mitzvah, tefillin is a mitzvah every second, so therefore the mitzvah tefillin continues. So let's say someone forgot to make the bracha on the tefillin and he already put them on, you don't have to go ahead and take them off, you go ahead and make the bracha now because there's a shihiyah to the mitzvah. That's the Mishnah Berurah. V'diyavid yivarech afilu achar. The mitzvah sheyesh lo meshach zman hu b'kulei yoma. Okay, b'kulei yoma. Therefore, as long as you have your tefillin on, you can make the bracha all day long. If you wear tefillin all day long, then you realize if you forgot to make the bracha in the morning, go make the bracha much later on, and that is going to be totally fine in terms of bracha. So bracha is lechatchil. Once again, you don't make the bracha too early. You don't make the bracha after you've done the mitzvah. Right before you do the mitzvah, that's when you go ahead and make the bracha. In general, over here, it's like tefillin before you go ahead and tighten on your arm and on your head. Moving on to Sif Tes. Okay, we're only tied to do Sif Tes today. Sif Tes and Yud sort of go together, and this gets into the Kolim of Hetzik in Bracha. What can you do that will ruin your Bracha, will be a Hetzik in your Bracha? So the general rule is like this before we see the Mechaber inside. The general rule is the rule of the following. Okay, you're supposed to make the Bracha, and right away do the Mitzvah. You're not supposed to have a Hetzik in between. Okay, so therefore, if you make a Hetzik in between the Bracha and the Mitzvah, that's the worst time to have a Hetzik. However, nevertheless, if you say something, if you talk that's connected to the tefillin, you ask someone, I don't know, if the tefillin look okay, okay, is it kosher or something like that, so it's connected to the tefillin, then it's not going to be a hetzik and you're still going to be yotzei the bracha. However, if you start talking about the stock market, the New York Yankees, whatever it might be, that's not connected to this film, that's going to be a heftick, and you're going to lose out on your bracha, and you have to make a new bracha. You say bracha shenkamo machzalom ved on the bracha lebatala, and therefore, and then you go ahead and make a new bracha. However, once you started the mitzvah, you made the bracha, and you already tightened the knot on the shalyad, even let's say before you started doing all the loops around your arm. Nevertheless, you're already yoked to the mitzvah, therefore the mitzvah of bracha is chayor. You're not really supposed to make the talk at all at this point. We'll see between the shalrosh and the shalyad and the shalrosh anyway. But for the shalyad, the bracha will be chayor. You will not lose out on the bracha. Says the mechaber over here like this. See, test. Asr lahafsik b'dibor b'in tefillah shalyad l'tefillah shalrosh. It is asr to speak b'dibor. The Mishnah Berurah points out over here. See, Chonin Kavdes. Lav daka only b'dibor v'chatchil anything. It's b'la afilu b'la shadak kodesh. Even if you're speaking Hebrew, it's asr. U'lachidchil asr afilu hafzik b'shtika. Im shua harbi shalol tzarek. Even just to pause and not do anything, that's also l'chatchil not a good thing to do. And then he says, afilu yisya zayto v'afilu l'romiz b'inav. Even to wink your eye. V'likot that falls over to snap your fingers. At this point, you should not be doing anything except for putting on your tefillin shalyad and your tefillin shalrosh. We'll see in the next halacha, you're not even allowed to answer Amen Yeshvi Rabba during this time between the shalyad and shalrosh. Shalyad and shalrosh has, even though two separate brachos, according to Ashkenazim, there's definitely a connection between them. You're not allowed to make mastic at all between once you make the bracha on the shalyad. Until you're done with the shalrosh, you're not allowed to talk at all. Okay? Marina Rabbeinu Nevesal even says it's even up to someone who's, let's say, a chilus, and he starts putting on the shalyad and they get to the Kaddish of a Kaddish Yosem. He's not even allowed to say Kaddish during this point because he's in the middle of full shalyad and shalrosh. It's usher lahasik legamri all the time. Okay? That's the luck over here once again, going back in the Mechaber. Usher lahasik with the Bobain Fila shalyad and Fila shalrosh, Vain Hisik, Vivarach al shalrosh, al mitzvah tefillah. And then you get to this halacha, and they said before, generally the Mechaber holds you don't make a bracha al mitzvah tefillah. However, if you're mastic between shalyad and shalrosh, then he applies the Gemara and brachos, then you would say a bracha of al mitzvah tefillin on the shalrosh. I mean, they said then the bracha on shalyad, he's yotzi the shalyad because he put on the shalyad. However, if he was mastic now between the shalyad and the shalrosh, and therefore the bracha of the aniyat tefillin is not going to be chal on the shalrosh, he has to make a new bracha of al mitzvah tefillin on the shalrosh. That's according to the Mechaber. So the Ramah then comes in, he says a little zidah. According to us, who always make two brachas and fill the nog in the vark, shtei brachos. Af imlohim tekin, if he does not make a hefzik between the shalyad and shalrosh, tzach lachzor revarach al shalrosh, lahaniach v'gam al mitzvah. As I said before, according to Ashkenazim, the bracha of lahaniach goes both on the shalyad and the shalrosh. And then the bracha al mitzvah goes only on the shalrosh. And therefore, if he's mastic between the shalyad and shalrosh, okay, the lahaniach will go on the shalyad, he was yotzei that. But nevertheless, he's not Yossi of the Lahaniyah, as they're supposed to go off on the Tefillin Shalrosh. Therefore, he's going to have to make two brachas on his Tefillin Shalrosh. He'll make Lahaniyah and Al Mitzvah's Tefillin on his Shalrosh if he's mastic between the Shalyad and the Shalrosh, something that was not kashur to the Mitzvah of Tefillin. That's what he points out over here, and that is what he holds Alacha Lamaisa, what he's supposed to do. The Mishnah Berurah points out over here. What he does, he's in the mashmash with his Tefillin Shalyad before I to show that the Lahaniyah's Tefillin also so much going on in the Shalyad. And he makes the bracha like Kavana on the Shalrosh also, and he makes the bracha of Al Mitzvah's Tefillin on the Shalrosh. Mr. Bro over here talks very much Lemaisa over here in terms of Hilchos Cholamoy. Let's say if you're not making a bracha on your Tefillin, or for that matter, anytime you're not making a bracha, let's say you took them off and you're putting them back on without making a bracha, or someone who's putting on Tefillin Shal Rabbeinu Tam who does not make a bracha, says the Mr. Bro, all this applies. See, cut and cup test. He says, "I feel of a divor shal mitzvah, even divor shal mitzvah. You know, if you go on the hashi shalom l'rabo, okay, I got to say shalom aleichem to your rebbe. If you go on bracha shein etzricha, you're going with bracha that you do not need. You're going to go on to make another bracha. But feel of the osan of anichem fill in the cholamoy bli bracha. Even those who put on fill in on cholamoy without a bracha. Oh, I'm anichem fill in the rabbeinu tam, or someone's putting on fill in the rabbeinu tam. After shachalat fill in the rashi, oh shachalat fill in amanaslach. You know, you put on, take off your fill in amanaslach, put them back on. We don't make a bracha. The Ramasi via days public they insert glasses of the bark. Shemini kachar kach. Afilu hachi aviru avera hi lasti afinem. It's still an avera to go ahead and be master between fill in shalyad and fill in shalrosh. Fill in shalyad and fill in shalrosh. Even though the two separate mitzvahs, they are much connected, and therefore you're not allowed to be master between them, even if you're not making a bracha. So this is not just a din in Hilchos brachos. It's a din in Hilchos Tefillah not to be masik between the tefillim. Zilchatchila b'ayin shiu smuchon utchuv in zelazeh. They have to be samach and talkov to zelazeh. Zichsiv v'ayichu v'ayel l'chal os al yedecha. Ulu zikaron b'yinecha shi'avaya achas l'shteyen. This is supposed to be done in one time. Therefore, even if one is not making a bracha, it still will be the same halacha of not to be mastic between them. We'll see and see. If you have, there are going to be a couple of exceptions to this rule. There are a couple of places will be more makel if he's not making brachas between the tefillin shel-yad and tefillin shel-rosh over there. But in general, the halacha is the same, that you're not be mastic between the tefillin shel-yad and tefillin shel-rosh. For sure, if you're making a bracha, but even if you're not making a bracha, still better not to be mastic b'neim. Ad kan for today. Have a great day.